Okay, why don't we get started? First up is call to order in the roll call. Please stay here. Tom Cargi here. Dan Hollenbach.
Here.
Kathleen Hughes.
Here.
Dawn Nizgala.
Here.
Ron Lamar.
Here.
John Rager.
Here.
Annette Madden.
Here.
Ingrid Liu. Catherine Christmas.
Here.
Joel Luking.
Here.
Lori Gillard.
Here.
John Flynn.
Here.
Julie Armstrong.
Here.
Marta Kosberg.
Here.
Is there anyone who would like to make a public comment that's not a member of the committee? Okay. Next up is approval of the meeting minutes. Can I get a motion to approve our meeting minutes from the last meeting?
I'll approve them.
Second.
And a second. Did you get it? Who made the motion? We just need it for the minutes.
Lori.
And then Dan, you seconded?
Correct.
Okay. I got to go through a roll call again. Sorry. Tom Cargi, yes. Dan Hollenbach?
Present.
You're abstaining on the minutes? No, this is a roll call to accept the minutes. Dan?
Accept.
Kathleen Hughes?
Accept.
Dawn Nizgala?
Yes.
Ron Lamar?
Aye.
John Rager?
Yep.
Annette Madden?
Yes.
Ingrid Liu? Annette, you did say yes, didn't you?
Yes.
Okay. Ingrid Liu, Catherine Christmas?
Yes.
Joel Luking?
Yes.
Lori Gillard?
Yes.
John Flynn?
Yes.
Julie Armstrong?
Yes.
Marta Kosberg?
Yes.
Okay. reports from the subcommittee.
In line with the carry.
Yeah, we had sent you the communication committee. I hope you got it, John, and the rest of the members of the committee. We sent you just a draft of what would be the postcard that the village would mail out. I don't know if you had a chance to talk about it.
Yeah, we did. We had a meeting.
Thank you, by the way.
Thanks
to everyone. I just want to emphasize this. I know that this is a very rushed schedule and that we're asking you to do a lot of stuff quickly. And so from my perspective, I just want to thank everyone for how cooperative everyone's been.
Great.
So, I'm sorry, John.
No, that's fine. So we had a meeting. One of the issues, or not issues, but one of the items we'd like to make available for the village is to have a paper copy also available. And what our thought was, and because there are a number of residents who are not internet savvy, I mean, if my mom lived here, she would have no clue how to do an internet survey. So our thought was to have a paper copy available at Village Hall for anyone who would like to fill one out, just go to whatever room it is. And to have a sentence in the postcard saying, if you would like to fill out via a paper copy, just drop by Village Hall room, whatever, and pick one up and fill it out. Where your mouse.
Yeah, it was always I had thought that normally when we do this stuff, we always have paper copies available. So we usually do it at the village, the library, and the community center, because those are places that, you know, but the concern I have, John, and I'm not opposed to it, but the concern is fitting it on that card. And I don't know, Sarah, how much room we have left. I think it's a great idea. But the issue is just getting everything on the card.
I don't think it would be too much of an issue to fit it on the card. We could reduce the size of some of the text.
Okay.
My only concern would be just checking with those other taxing bodies in terms of, you know, the phase four reopening of certain, buildings in the community. We can certainly make a paper copy available in some fashion, but just with that in mind.
How about this, and we'll get to it when we vote on the question on the card, but that we will tentatively include that language, assuming that the library, the community center intend to open. For the village, we're still not open, and we will next week be open, but I don't think people can come upstairs yet.
there will be some limitations, and we'll be getting some communications out about that probably later this week.
Okay. So we'll try, John, if that's okay with you guys.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, it'd be
very. I understand the point you're making.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that would be great, Sarah, if you and Tom, if it could fit on there, and then I understand the Village Hall is not open, but yeah. The other item that we discussed was essentially advertising that the survey is now available beyond just the postcard. So things like we talked about this before, the Facebook page, the Village page, the Wednesday Journal. I don't know how expensive it is to put an ad in the journal, but I would think it'd be pretty inexpensive, as well as the Forest Leaves, if that newspaper still exists.
I'm more than willing to take that suggestion back to the Village Board. Again, I don't have the authority to commit Village funds. And so our next meeting is July 13th, unfortunately. I guess I could poll people to see if they have a problem, as long as they don't poll everyone at once. So I will do that. I will ask the Village trustees whether or not there's any objection to our buying ad in the Wednesday Journal.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thanks, Tom.
Okay. Annette?
We approved $3,000 for the mailing. Is that correct, or did I misread that?
The Village Board had no objection.
Okay, so maybe since it's just a postcard, there would be extra money after sending out a postcard. I don't think that's as much as a letter for a stamp. So maybe there'll be money left over from the $3,000 to advertise the newspaper.
Yeah, and I'll point that out. I mean. But again, what I specifically asked for was their consent to do the postcard. So I wouldn't want to just presume that if it costs less to do the postcard than we thought, that we could just sort of keep the money. So I would want to get to there. And I don't imagine anyone's going to object. But again, I don't have that authority to commit Village funds without other people agreeing. Jen, do you have something to say?
Well, I happen to know Dan Haley very well, and I would see if he could write an article about what we're doing.
I'm sure they will. I think one of the people on the phone is a Wednesday Journal reporter.
Okay.
But I think the ad would be more focused.
Well, it would be.
Sorry.
No, go ahead, John. I'm interrupting you.
Yeah. So the other items, and I don't know if this is Annette suggested this, like the River Forest Neighbors page and the River Forest Parents page. I don't know if that's one of us just posting on it or if it's an actual. Posting. I'm somewhat Facebook, but not that. So, Annette, I leave it to you to describe what you had in mind.
I really just thought, just to the point, you know, just maybe a couple times a week, they could fill out your survey, you know, and the options. Not really any information, just more up and why, you know, that it's important.
I personally think it's a great idea.
Pardon me?
Hey, Tom. One thing I would maybe suggest is the Village can post it on our page, on our Facebook page, and saying, you know, it comes from the River Forest Deer Committee, and whatever text that you are interested in including, and then you can share it on those other pages.
That's a good idea. Then it doesn't come from someone on the committee or, swayed one way or another, or, I agree.
Well, I think
a question. Are we sending this to the high rises?
Yes, sir. Everyone that wants to.
Okay. Then why would we want to keep telling people to answer this thing when the homeowners who are having the problems? There's no problem in the high rises.
Right, but they are taxpayers. I mean, it'd be their money.
I understand that. I understand. I'm happy to offer them the survey. I don't understand pushing the survey because what we're really interested in doing is finding homeowners here who are for it or against it.
But we took a commitment in this committee or from the Village Board that we were going to gauge. Make a recommendation based on what's best for the entire community. I understand the point you're making, but I do think that those people should have an opportunity to be heard. And, you know, pushing it is, we're just trying to maximize the information that we get. because a lot of this will go to show us like hotspots of where deer are, in addition to gauging the community's opinion. So I do think it's important that even if people aren't affected by the deer, they still have an opportunity to weigh in.
Hey, Ryan? To what Jack just said, and I can't believe I didn't say this earlier, because we went on and on about all these questions on this survey, like we were curing cancer or something. I think we should add a simple question to this survey that says, are you for or against culling deer to control the deer population in River Forest and the Thatcher Woods? Plain and simple.
I think that's covered by question 12 in the latest version of the questionnaire.
Question 12?
Maybe it should be question one.
So what kind of deer conflict management is acceptable to you to use with public funds? That's a different question. Are you?
Well, then it asks. Well, Ron, to everyone, we are a committee of 13 people. We need to get a consensus. We can't just have one person dictate what the survey is going to say. But I'm saying, though, that we've worked a number of weeks to get to the level now we're at, where there seems to be a consensus of the committee. Not everyone got what they wanted. There's some people that wanted other questions that we've agreed that we weren't going to include. And so I think it's important that we work off of what is the consensus of the committee. I understand the point you're making, but that's a little too driven a question, I think. And I think there will be people that don't want the culling done, that don't want the question driven, so as to change the outcome, to influence the answer the survey person might give. So we're at where we're at right now. This is a lot of weeks that we spent getting to this point, and I hope that we're not going to backtrack and refight over every question. I mean, I think last week was a really good meeting, and I thought we got good consensus on a survey that is acceptable. Again, not everyone's going to get what you want, but at the end of the day, if you don't like what the end product is, it's probably a pretty good sign of compromise. John, was there anything else? I'm sorry.
Nothing from me. Annette or Dan, anything else? Or Ingrid is now on. So,
hi, Ingrid.
I guess, Ingrid, you had some concern about the timing. You might want to express your concern if you're on.
I think you're still getting on.
Yeah.
Well, I also was just questioning the timing. From what I understand, for the 2020 culling. So, in order to have culling in March, it had to be signed in January or February. Is that correct?
Earlier this year, I think that's true. But again, I don't know that for certain.
I'm sorry, I wrote down notes. It wasn't.
That was the scenario at the beginning of this year, and I'm assuming it would be the same next year. But I'm neither the Illinois Department of Human Resources or the Cook County Forest Preserve, so I can't speak for them.
Oh, so I was just wondering if the date for the survey, what if it was extended? Not any of the questions, not any more meetings, but the information and the data collected, instead of being July 31st, that it's brought to August 31st. I feel like a lot of people are out of town in July, and I don't know. And then my other thing.
Mute their phone.
We didn't hear what you said at the end.
They are doing a robocall as well. Is that correct?
Sarah?
Or that again?
The robocall?
We have the capability to do robocalls, yes.
So I guess that's something we can talk about, but I think I'd like to know more about it before Julie, I can write to you, but I just want to explain. The concern I have in pushing the, and your point is a valid one about vacations, but we need time to collate the information and come up with and use it. We need time to put that data together. And so I don't want to short shrift us, because again, we got a hard September 30th deadline. So if we push it back to August 30th or 31st, that's a busy September for us. So Julie, Kathleen, Catherine, and then Dan.
Thanks, Tom. I was actually just gonna ask the same question as Annette, so now I'll kind of reinforce the question on the timing, because I think we did lose a little bit of momentum based on COVID and kind of the in-person stuff, or the inability to meet in person, I think did kind of, you know, inhibit us a bit. And so I know we've made a commitment around September 30th. I was gonna ask the question, is there any flexibility around that to push it to mid-October to give us a little bit more time on the survey going out, the survey coming back, and then us to be able to, you know, kind of identify what points of the survey, what are we looking for, and how we're gonna determine the data points to then take action. So I feel like it feels a little tight to me. So I'll just
I will take that to the village board.
Okay.
Because again, it's established in the ordinance, or not the resolution that created the body, so I can't change it. But I will ask the village board if we can move it back, because maybe we don't, if January is our drop dead, we've already got the contracts written. I mean, we've already done everything that we would need to do if we were to go forward with it. So I guess September 30th isn't as hard a date as I'm thinking it is. So I will, but I guess we got to make a decision now, don't we?
So what's,
Yeah, go ahead, John. Wait, I had an order.
So
the request is to push back the response date of the survey from July 31st to August 31st.
Okay, and when is it going out?
Hopefully next week. We get it done today.
Right, so how about like August, do we need 2 months for people to fill out a survey? It's kind of like, if we, you know, that seems, you don't want to have too much time either, because people will just, yeah, I don't think that we need August 31st.
I don't think it's
too much time.
So I think it was Catherine, Dan, Lori, and Marta.
Yeah, I also, well, I raised my hand before hearing all these comments, but I think we should push it back to August 31st, not because people need more time, but because a lot of people go up to summer homes and other things in the summer and they're not here. And typically end of the summer is when people come back, especially given schools and everything else that goes on. And I also agree that we should push back the September date. I mean, this has been a unique, extraordinary 6 months or so, as everyone knows. So I just can't see why we couldn't. We want to make sure we get the information, and we want to have time to go through the information. That's all. It doesn't help any point of view. It's just getting more information and having time.
No, I don't disagree. I can't individually commit on that, because I can commit. I'm fine with moving the September 30th date back, but I can't speak for the village board. I can only speak for myself. And there is an ordinance.
Resolution.
Yeah. Thank you. That established that date. So let's do this. I'm fine with moving it back to August 31st, and we can do that as a committee. I'm pretty sure I can get the rest of the board to agree to push back the date to October 31st, because I think for reporting, because I still think that we're fine, that doesn't impose any impediment to whatever it is we recommend. So is there a consensus on that? Just anyone that strongly object? Okay, Dan, Lori, and Marta. Where'd Marta go? There's Marta.
All right. Well, I'll just say I think, you know, we should do whatever we can to get this thing done. All right. I don't think we need time to analyze data, and, you know, let's just get it done within time. But that's my opinion. Okay. If you push it back, that's fine too. You're going to do what you want to do. Let's just get it done. All right. The other point is, I think there's
we should get
some expectations on what our percentage should be that is acceptable. So what in the past have River Forest surveys come in at? Because I think there might be some unrealistic expectations of how many people are really interested in this topic and how many we're gonna get back. So we'll do whatever we can to get the word out. But again, to a point, there's, you know, I don't want anybody to have unrealistic expectations that, you know, even
X amount of people that are going to turn this in. And then, you know, what is our rule of, Facebook pages and stuff like that? We're neutral, right? Put this out there and let's see what happens. Or are we going to have all, are there some activists that are going to be out there screwing every, campaigning this thing?
It's quite possible, Dan.
Yep. So,
Lori?
That's my comments, all right?
So I feel like for the effort that we put in, we want to get some quality information back from our community. I don't see any harm in waiting until, I don't want to drag it out. I agree, with Dan. We don't want to drag it out. But I think going until the end of August really gives us a nice block of time, because I know a lot of people who are up in northern Wisconsin right now. I think people, to give them an opportunity to respond. I don't think that's me.
Somebody needs to mute. I'm just sorry. I've got to call them out.
Someone
it's people on the line. It's these people that are not on the committee that are.
Can everyone on the phone, mute their phones, please? I think it's *6.
*6, yeah.
Anyway,
Sarah,
I just think.
You can mute them as well. Excuse me, Lori, sure. But you can mute them, Sarah.
Yeah.
She's working on it.
Anyway, I just think this is a great opportunity for us to really gather some great information. And that's what I'm all about. Like, let's find out what our community wants, and then we have something real that we can act on. So as far as worrying about responses, I'm not going to project what people are going to do or not do. But I think if we give them enough time, we'll get people to respond, and that'll be good. And I think we just need to make it available. Anyway, so that's all I've got to say. I really hope that we can extend the date to the end of August.
Marta, Ron, and then Kathleen. You're muted.
Yeah, I just unmuted. I think giving people more time, given the fact that Michigan and Wisconsin are, big destinations for a lot of
people. We've already agreed to this, so Tom's already going to go forward. So.
Sorry.
Yeah.
No,
I also wanted to say that, a lot of families will be coming back because school starts the 24th.
We got it.
So the end of August seems reasonable.
Okay. Ron?
I don't think we should extend a deadline. Everybody has the internet. Everybody has a computer. Everybody has a cell phone. There is absolutely no reason to delay this an extra month. You have 30 days, 31 days, whatever it is, to complete a survey. I see no reason to extend it. None whatsoever.
Kathleen.
Couple thoughts. I do agree with Ron. I'm not really seeing the point of extending it. And before we talk about that, can we talk about the actual tallying of the survey? I mean, is this a manual process? How does this happen?
We'll be using SurveyMonkey, so they'll give us the results. We'll get it in one format. Correct me if I'm wrong, Sarah. So in other words, we won't have to do it manually. So we'll get the answers to the questions that, 20 people answered the question, 10 said yes, 10 said no. Right?
Okay.
It might be slightly more complicated than that, just due to the structuring of some of the responses. But, you do get, you can get like a PDF exported, or you can get an Excel spreadsheet. So it's certainly easier than trying to tally up a lot of paper responses.
I mean,
but
there will be.
We may have some paper responses.
Right. Sure, there will be some paper responses that need to be tallied, but I don't think that's going to be a large number. Just my sense
we're underestimating the time that it's going to take to analyze the data, discuss it in a public forum meeting, propose a plan, get that passed. Given how hot this issue is, I don't think time is on our side to make a decision, to be honest. And I don't know many people. I know people, a lot of people that have lake houses. I don't know anyone that has gone the entire summer and doesn't come home for a weekend or have their mail checked or whatnot. And I think, on the point of what our response is going to be, we can't have a goal of how many people we want to respond. I mean, you either respond or you don't. It's like, if it would be the same as voting for a referendum. You either show up at the poll or you don't. Let's just, here's your window. If you feel strongly either way, fill it out and realize that we may have a tough task once we get these results, I think.
But Kathleen, I'm going to ask the village board to amend the resolution so that we would have until October 31st. We'll have the same amount of time if we push it back to August. I can't imagine that they would disagree given COVID and everything else. I'm fairly confident to say that the village board will agree to give us an additional month. So I understand the point you're making, but let's take the opportunity. And Sarah just gave me some information that I wasn't aware of. It'll take about 2 weeks to turn around the card to mail. So I was thinking we had a month. If we did have a July 31st cutoff, there's only really 3 weeks that would be available. So I think in light of that fact, and that's something that's my fault, that's something I assumed that wasn't true. In light of that fact, I think we do need to push it back because, you know, we can't get out even the information about the survey. The survey will be online and some people will get it, but the card, which I'm assuming will be the major driver of people coming to the website, won't be available for 2 weeks.
Okay, yes, right. Well, that makes sense. And obviously you can speak to more about how the Board of Trustees will work with our recommendation.
Yeah, and I will, after the meeting, I'll send emails around all the board members to see if anyone strongly objects so that I can let Sarah know that, in fact, we will be getting the additional time.
Okay.
So I should know, hopefully, by the end of the night, so we don't get out too late, if pushing back the report date is a problem. Ron.
All right, so if it's taking you a week to get the cards made or whatever that you didn't anticipate, then push it back a week.
But it's actually 2 weeks.
Pushing it, all right, push it back 2 weeks.
I don't see what the difference between finishing the third week of August and the last week of August is. I mean, I think that there was a consensus among the group that August 31st was a better deadline. If anyone, I mean, we can put it to a vote if you want, but I thought that it was fairly clear that there really wasn't, at least initially, any objection to pushing it back a month. Maybe I'm wrong, but to me, that seems the fairest. Again, because we were impeded in getting this started because of COVID. I mean, we didn't meet until May. So we basically lost the entire month of April.
The second meeting.
So, okay. The drafting committee. Julie?
Hi. All right. I can pull the survey up. We can go through it again. I think we finalized.
Yeah, we already finalized it last week.
There was one thing, Tom,
was one thing that, Tom, did you want to address that? Do you want me to take it?
You go ahead. Yeah, okay. I meant to let you, and then I started talking.
Okay. There was one thing on question 12 that Tom called me about yesterday, and we thought we would bring up this evening, so I am going to pull it up now just for everybody's transparency purposes. Can you guys see my sheet and something highlighted in yellow?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. So I guess, Tom, I don't know where the feedback specifically came from, but Tom had kind of the committee read the survey, and a question that popped up on number 12, 12C specifically, it said, prefer lethal, and then said, parentheses, killing of deer via professional sharpshooting option only, that it led the reader to believe that it would be like all deer killed, excuse me. And so Tom asked the question and the reader asked the question if we shouldn't clarify that it would be a limited number of deer that had been approved by the IDNR. And so we wanted to run this clarification by you guys. Should we note it? Should we put it in C specifically and get everyone's feedback on that? But otherwise, the survey was done based on the draft that I did last week and sent to the committee.
So this is language that Julie and I came up with. I have no pride of authorship. So if anyone has objections to it or wants something different, but I do think it's important to clarify that, you know, it's not, we're not calling the entire herd.
Oh, I think everybody knows that.
Well, my wife,
I don't think you can infer that.
My wife didn't.
Right.
And you can use bow and arrow guys do it in many places.
Not in Cook County.
Not here.
Okay.
Catherine, and then Kathleen.
I don't mind putting in something that, you know, talks about limited numbers, but I feel like the problem is, since we don't know how many deer there are, we have no idea of like what percentage we're doing, but what you could do is like a maximum of, isn't it a maximum of 50 in the first year? Isn't that what the contract says?
No, the Forest Preserve intended to ask for 50 tags, but it would be the DNR that would decide the number of tags that would permit. That's why I just referenced the DNR.
Okay.
I mean, you could obviously ask for more, but the determination is based on the condition of the habitat and all the other stuff.
Well, are we going to be getting, I know we talked at the last meeting about the fact that the Forest Preserve hadn't done a proper analysis of that, of Thatcher. Are they going to have accurate numbers for us to put in there? Because I feel like we don't know what's in there.
Yeah, Catherine, it's not going to be numbers. What they do is they make an assessment of the habitat. So they provide an inferential evidence that there's an overpopulation based on the condition of the habitat. So there was never going to be a deer count.
Right.
So I would assume, given that they're contractually obliged to, that they will provide sufficient evidence to the DNR to support their request for tags.
Well, what about the number of deer killed would be approved by the Illinois Department of Natural Resources? Because I just feel like the concept of limited or control, like we just don't know what's there as of the writing of this survey. I see your point that they might have to come up with that later. But as of the writing of the survey, we're just saying that they're going to tell us how many to kill.
Well, how about then just limited to the number approved by?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. I want to hear what other people have to say, but that would be my only.
Okay. People have their hands up and I lost track. Marta, did you have your hand up?
I was next, I think, Tom.
Thank you, Kathleen.
When I was thinking about this question, a couple things, you know, we need to make it clear as it pertains to question 13, that we cannot eradicate the deer, nor are we looking to. So from question 13, you know, given the option of would like no deer in residential areas, well, I guess now that I read it, it does say in residential areas, but we can't promise that because we're not eradicating the deer. So along with that, I was thinking of the language in 12. What might be more appropriate is, the number of deer killed will be what the IDNR deems to be a more appropriate level, based on the you know, whether it's imbalance of the ecosystem or issues that the residents are having, something along those lines. That because we cannot get into how many they're going to kill, how many is too many, what's going to be enough, because that is, we don't know, we don't have control over that. It's just a general thought of what the IDNR deems to be appropriate based on, you know, if the residents feel, you know, the overpopulation is a problem.
Well, but it's not really that way. So the Forest Preserve would be the one that would file for the tags, and would offer evidence and justification of the need for the tags. And the Illinois Department of Natural Resources would assess based on the condition of the habitat if the number requested is appropriate.
Well, I think that's getting to my point, though.
No, I know, but I do think that's sort of covered in the number of deer to be killed. The number of deer killed on option C would be determined by the Illinois Department of Natural Resources based on local need.
Which number? What question?
What Julie put in.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry. Okay, got it. All right, perfect. Yep.
I just added that, Kathleen, based on the feedback you just shared. So I don't know if that's a minimal. I'm keeping it highlighted while we discuss it. So.
But what about 13 E? Does that seem, I mean, we can't guarantee that. So why are we asking something that not only, I mean, how do you feel about the current number of deer in your neighborhood? And the option E is would like no deer in residential areas. And we can't, that's not something we can at all guarantee.
I'd just say that's an opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the question doesn't promise anything. It's just gauging opinion.
Yeah.
People had hands up. I know I saw them.
Sorry.
So
I got a couple of thoughts on this.
Well, we're not actually, because this is just the report from the subcommittee, so we'll get to the actually talking about the
No,
question.
This is about the questionnaire. I mean, if we're looking at some of the questions.
Ms. Flynn, I don't think you're on mic. Is your button red?
I look at some questions. The reason we're here is because people who have been affected. Oh, I thought I had it. The reason we're here is because the people who have been affected by the deer pushed on this thing. And all of a sudden, it got up, and then the vote got 0-0, and the whole thing went on. But I look at the questionnaire, and I see here, what actions have you taken? Tolerance, no action. I think that should be the last one, not the first one. What specific, number 10, what specific actions are acceptable to you? Do nothing, leave the deer alone. I don't believe that that should be the first question. The people who brought this thing up were the people who wanted to do something. And so they couldn't make up their mind on it. So I think that the questions should not be set up in such a way that the first one is the easiest one, do nothing, and they just do it and off it goes. I think they should have a tougher question at the top. How do you feel about the deer? I enjoy the presence of deer. Enjoy the presence of deer should be,
Mr. Flynn, I think you're working off an old
at
version.
At the bottom.
I think you're working off an old version of the survey.
Huh?
Yeah, you are off. Because 13 replaced 3 that no longer exists, and
yeah.
I actually didn't move it up to the top to replace it in the order that it was originally in, so to speak. So,
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm sorry. But here, if you've had property damage, can you share your experience? Was one of the following very acceptable? I mean, that to me, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, some people don't mind having deer on their property or eating their vegetation.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had people come to the board to say exactly that.
If you've had property damage, that's a different story. If you've had something that you're damage is a word that kind of comes out a little stronger than, and I can't find that a lot of people would like to have what has happened to a lot of us. So anyway, I find do nothing, leave the deer alone is the top answer. The top answer is often the one that's struck with people who just want to get rid of the survey. And I think we want to find out what people really think. So that's just an aside, and I'm late to the party, even though I'm the longest guy in the party. So,
but I think,
thank you.
Okay. Was there anyone else on this?
Did we agree on this, or are we still discussing it? The, 12 note under C.
Let's vote and stop talking about the survey. We already talked about it.
I agree. I think we've spent 5 meetings on this, and we need to move on and talk about timing and execution and data points and all that stuff. So if there's a motion to be made, I'd like to make it that we move on from the survey and finalize it. But
okay. Julie, the only changes I think would be the number of deer to be killed under option C. Just grammatically.
Number of deer. Oh, thank you.
Okay. So next up on the agenda is approval of the survey. This is the final version. The reason we had everyone back was because I wanted to make sure everyone knew what the final version was agreed on, because it's kind of hard to do that in a meeting. The questionnaire. So can I get a motion to approve the questionnaire as it's currently on your screen? And a second?
Second.
Any more discussion, Mr. Flynn, or anyone else?
Tom, I did have.
Oh, that's right, Sarah. Thank you, Sarah. There were some problems with the formatting of the questions to put them on SurveyMonkey, so Sarah's going to talk about that.
Sure.
So sorry to throw a wrench in here, but
okay.
So it was specifically with questions 4 and 5, and just because they're structured the same way. So the answers for 4A and 4C, there's just some. There's some limitations with SurveyMonkey, and it could be their technical limitations or my own. but I did try a number of ways to enter those questions in so that you could have that kind of a sub question within that answer.
Mm-hmm.
And the best way that I could come up with was a matrix, and it looks very confusing, and there's no way to limit the number of options someone selects. So what I would suggest is, instead of saying, having someone select a season for those questions, or for those responses rather, just say, just strike that and just put seasonally. Does that make sense?
Could you just be very clear, just so I can type it to your feedback? So frequently, once a week or more during seasons?
And
or just specify season?
Just season. During and just say seasonally. Because the difference between answer A and B is seasonally or all year long.
So you take out during too.
Mm-hmm. Catherine, did you have a question?
Well, I just wanted to say, so this actually came up when talking to Tim Pruse as well. I had emailed him a question about this. I think the reason we wanted to have the seasons in there, and I understand the SurveyMonkey thing, but the reasons we want to have them in there is to obviously more detailed analysis of the problem. So what about, instead of seasonally, having a separate letter like this, please provide some detail regarding where or if you've seen the deer, how about which season do you typically see them in? So that people can say spring, summer, winter, fall, because it's relevant actually in terms of any sort of targeting and hotspots is which actual season.
Well, we will be getting addresses. So I think we'll make the map out of the addresses from the survey.
Mm-hmm.
But
but some people see it on their way to work or on their way, you know, like my neighborhood is a commuting path. So people would see them at certain times of year that's not based on their address. I mean, it just seems like that way you don't even have to say seasonally. You can just say which season do you see them at and circle whichever apply.
Well, you have to write it in, I think.
Right. So that's the issue, is that I could not find a way to have a question within an answer.
Well, what about an extra number then that says which season do you see them in, A, B, C, D?
What does that get us?
Tim's whole recommendation for us is that the more information we have about where deer are in the neighborhood, when, and the circumstances is helpful for anything we try to do. So if we know, for example, that deer are only in the neighborhood in the spring in certain areas, then we presume maybe that they have their babies in that area during that.
Yeah, but how is that going to affect what we can do?
Well, because it affects choices of what you can do to limit issues and conflicts in the neighborhood during that season.
What, you're going to put a sign out and they're going to go, oh, it's springtime, so I'm not going to walk across the street? I mean, they don't do that.
Well, they do respond to things like fencing, Dawn. They do respond to things like plantings. I know you aren't interested in those things, but the deer actually, if an area is fenced off in the spring so the deer can't have babies there, it could help that neighborhood hotspot.
Yeah, we talked about the village isn't going to be doing anything.
Right, they can't do
that. I've argued that, and they won't, Tom said it's out of our scope.
Okay. Well, he said making people change plantings is out of our scope. And that's going to be a whole separate bunch of questions.
No, I want to change the ordinances, higher fences, I wanted to, fining. We've been through this. Let's open it up. Let's start doing it.
Everybody was fine with this question as written. The only reason we're even discussing this is because of SurveyMonkey, not because you're not bothered by the content.
And so that's the only way I'm going to kind of vote, is that we've already agreed to it being seasonally and some information. So I'm fine with changing the wording to make it map to SurveyMonkey, but I think we need to leave the components of the survey intact.
Yeah, and I don't see what's the downside of learning if there's a seasonal issue in a certain hotspot. I think that's good to know.
Yeah,
I guess, again, it all comes back to we should be wanting to get more information, regardless of what we end up doing. We only are
But I think, Catherine, we're gathering information to analyze in order to make a recommendation. So we aren't just, doing it to just get the feeling that the whole point at the end of the day is a recommendation. And I don't see how seasonality dictates what you do. I mean, I'm not going to put up a seasonal fence if it's
deer to prevent...
I'm not done speaking though. I don't think that that's data that you can analyze in order to make a recommendation. I don't think it matters.
Well,
we already agreed to the component.
This with me, so I don't know. You guys were saying in the last meeting, listen to Tim Pruse. He believes reality is relevant.
Marta?
I think the more information we have, the better it is. Of course, seasons matter because some seasons you might not see any deer. And I agree, we need to know where in the village and when in the village there are more deer in certain spots. And I also agree that we've already agreed on this question. We just need to change the wording.
Well, seasonally gets to it. I mean, that is a question. I don't understand how that doesn't answer the question.
It doesn't answer which season. It's not answering which season. See how it says winter, spring, summer, fall.
Okay. And by the way, Kathleen, you have, Catherine, you have no idea what I'm interested in and what I'm not. So please do not say
what I would be interested in, a fence or
no fence. You don't know that about me.
Well, you've said that, Dawn. You've said you're not interested in other options for the deer.
I did?
Yep. Multiple.
Hey, guys, let's be respectful. Everyone, please.
That's not true. And I don't think I said that.
Okay. Sarah, can I change the subject? Excuse me, ladies. I'm sorry. Can I just change
the
subject and ask?
Don't somebody else telling me what I am interested in or not interested in. Okay. Not your place.
You can be interested in fences. That's fine.
Tom? Can I ask a question? Okay.
Yeah, of course. Sarah.
Okay, cool. So could we agree, the question was, it did include the seasons. Could we leave a blank and say this?
That, unfortunately, that's just not an option in SurveyMonkey.
Okay. So could you make a suggestion beyond seasonally that could get more specific based on the original question?
What about if we had a question under, a new question six, what season do you most often see the deer? And then winter, spring, summer, fall. Is that okay?
I mean,
I say we leave the questions the way they are.
Well, we can't, Ron, because it doesn't work on SurveyMonkey, so.
Right. Okay, so.
Who else wanted to speak? I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I just wanted to add something. I just think that it's important to gather data. So as long as we can get this out as intact as possible, there's nothing to even argue. It's just gathering information so that we are able to make good decisions, or the people that make the decisions will have this. So I don't think it's something to take it personally. It's just, you know, just trying to create something to gather information from our community. That's all it is. So.
Okay, so how do we incorporate seasons in here to specify it? Would it be okay if Sarah and I took that offline and worked with, as long as we didn't change the embodiment?
No, we're not
of the
taking
question?
Anything offline.
No.
We really can't.
I just want to resolve this. And
I understand. I'm trying to figure out how to do that myself. Would it be okay just to
How about if we vote?
Let's figure out what the vote would be on first.
What's wrong with frequently, once a week or more, seasonally? The question, do you frequently?
Right, what I proposed was adding an additional question that would ask the seasons you most likely see the deer in. Marta?
I think that covers what you need.
Yeah, I like that.
I like your question, Tom.
Yeah,
I think
that works.
Okay, so unfortunately, we're making this thing longer. And actually, it was Mr. Flynn's suggestion, not mine. So I have to give credit where credit's due.
Mr. Flynn, sorry.
Okay, so that's it, right?
I just had a couple more, but they're hopefully a little easier. okay, so then we're having the new question six, right?
I think we should vote.
We're getting there, Dan. There are a couple more technical problems with the SurveyMonkey that Sarah just wants to advise you of.
And Julie, I'm sorry, this is going to be the...
For clarification, the same situation applies in five as we just discussed
correct.
In four, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So question seven, I just wanted to clarify, are those intended to be checkboxes just in case somebody wants to select more than one?
Yes.
Okay.
Should we say that?
She'll just know for the purposes of uploading it to SurveyMonkey.
Okay, so no need to reference that?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, I guess you could put parenthetically check as many as applicable.
For question 9, and I'm not sure how best to explain this other than to share my screen and do show you what I did on SurveyMonkey.
Do you want me to stop sharing so you can?
That might be easiest, I think, for questions 9 and 10. Just 9, really. Okay. Okay. So the only way I could really input these into SurveyMonkey was to do this matrix like this. And what I was thinking is if we may want to include this NA option just so that somebody doesn't think that they
have to answer it.
So they don't think that they have to answer each question.
But remember that you're not answering this question if you had no deer encounters.
All of them may not apply to everybody. Like I may have in.
Okay. Right. Good point. So I'm fine with the not applicable.
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Is that
nope. Sorry, just okay. A couple more. So for question 11, I'm just not sure if we wanted to add another answer, have not experienced property damage.
Wouldn't that be no opinion?
It could be.
No opinion?
If you've had property damage.
So then I guess we should add something, if you have not had property damage, skip this question. Because,
Okay.
That makes sense.
Okay.
So if you've had none, then skip.
Skip the 12.
Does no opinion matter then?
No, probably not.
I don't see what it does for us to leave no opinion in if you are allowed to skip it.
I'm fine with taking it out.
Everybody.
I see a lot of shaking heads, Julie.
Okay.
Anything else?
Okay. Making some notes here. In question 10, there was just a below, was it written in there twice, so I just removed the first one, rate the below potential deer concerns below. Sort of a...
Good catch.
And then for question 3, and I don't actually need to continue sharing my screen, so I'm going to stop here. So I did speak with the village administrator about this, and he had no issue asking or allowing people to share their email addresses. But what I would just recommend is something along the lines of provide your email address if you would like to be added to the village's e-newsletter database, as opposed to if you want to continue to be contacted about this in the future, just because we only have the one database, so they would not be exclusively getting deer-related emails from us, if that makes sense.
Is that something that you are wanting me to change on here, or have you already changed it?
If you wouldn't mind, Julie, just cleaning this up and sending me a final.
So we're all working from the same page?
One. Yeah.
That's it, right, sir?
The only other question, and then this might just be something that we get to in a second here, but if maximum 2 respondents per household or all household members 18 and older, just written on the questionaire.
Is that what we had decided to do? That's why I left it highlighted, because I wasn't sure if we had.
I thought we had gone with all household members over 18.
I think we. Oh, sorry.
That was right.
You know what? I think we should say all household members over 18, because I have a feeling there's going to be just a couple of, you know, adults in the house anyway, and maybe one person. But if you say, you know, maximum of two respondents per household, you're going to get some teenagers or some, you know.
I'm pretty confident that we had agreed that we would be all household members over 18 last week.
We did.
Yes.
Okay. So given all those changes, whoever made the motion, can you amend the motion to approve the amended survey?
I'm the one that made the motion, and I'll ask that we approve the amended, but I do need someone to help me recollect exactly how we wanted this question worded, because it got a little lost on me. So.
The one about the emails or the one about the all household members?
The email thing. I just didn't quite catch how you had wanted that to be, or how we had agreed to it to be edited.
Say that again, Julie.
She's on questions 4 and 5.
Oh,
I'm sorry. So question 4 and 5 about the winter, spring, summer, fall moving to seasonally, we had come to a consensus to ask it differently, and I wasn't able to grab exactly how you wanted it stated. So I was just asking someone to clarify how that was to be stated so I can type it here.
So it would be frequently, once or more a week, seasonally, and the rest of it's deleted.
Oh, like I have it?
Yes.
Okay. I thought that your question had asked for the specificity in it.
No, then 6, or what will be new question 6, would be what season do you normally see the deer?
Okay, so there was a new question there. Okay, yes. That's what I missed. Okay.
Whoever seconded the motion, any objections to the amended version of this survey? Who did second it?
I lost it.
I did.
Any objection to amending your motion or amending your second?
No.
Okay. Any more discussion?
Do we agree on the date to be sent out, or is that
August 31st?
No, I know that's when we want it back. When are we sending it out?
As soon as we can.
Okay.
Well, the survey will be loaded, and we'll put it up on the website, information about it, but the card will take 2 weeks. But it'll be available. The survey will be available on the village's website, and it's, you know, the website that'll house the survey next week. It's just they won't have the mass push from the card yet.
So you can only take it online, or is it online plus card? Just so
there No, the card just directs you to the website.
Okay, got it. Great.
And then the paper stuff, I think we got to get some clarification on the whole COVID thing, because I'm not sure how it shakes out. But Tom Cargi, yes. Dan Hollenbach. Dan?
Yes.
We're voting on the survey as amended?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Kathleen Hughes.
Yes.
Dawn Mazgala.
Yes.
Ron Lamar.
No.
John Rager.
Yes.
Annette Madden. Annette.
Yes.
Ingrid Liu. She's still here?
She sent me an email. I think she may have dropped off.
Catherine Christmas.
Yes.
Joel Luking.
Yes.
Lori Gillard.
Yes.
John Flynn.
No.
Julie Armstrong.
Yes.
Marta Kosber.
Yes.
Motion carries. Last thing up is the approval of the communication. We will amend the card to reflect that it's the 31st, and we're going to delay. What do we do about the in-person thing? John, I think we're just going to not put the in-person thing on here, because we don't know yet if it's going to be available in person, and so I don't want to promise something we can't deliver. But we can cover that on the website, and it would be in the village's email e-news thing as well.
Tom, one thing we could include instead of that is just to contact Village Hall if you'd like a paper copy of the survey, and we can find out, we can figure out a way to get them to people.
Okay. Does that work for you guys?
Yes,
Marta. Marta.
I was going to say, can they pick up at the library? I know they have curbside pickup and drop off.
We can coordinate with the library or try. I don't think they're open yet, though, are they?
They are for curbside drop off books and for pickup books. Yes, they are.
Okay. So the amended for the packet is changed only to reflect that the return date is August 31st. Everything else will stay the same then. Oh, no, actually, Sarah's going to add some information about contacting the DEAR for any questions or getting paper copies or whatever she just said. So can I get a motion to approve this as amended?
Motion.
I'll second, I'll second it. Lori,
did you have a question?
No, I was just seconding.
You were seconding?
Yeah.
Any questions or comments? Go to a vote. Tom Cargi, yes. Dan Hollenbach?
Yes.
Kathleen Hughes?
Yes.
Dawn Mazgala?
Yes.
Ron Lamar?
Yes.
John Rager?
Yes.
Annette Madden?
Yes.
Ingrid Liu? Catherine Christmas?
Yes.
Lori Gillard?
Yes.
John Flynn?
Yes.
Did I skip some? Oh, Joel Luking. I'm sorry, Joel.
Yes.
Julie Armstrong?
Yes.
Marta Kosber?
Yes.
Cool. Anything else? Thank you, everyone. It's been a long road, but we got there. It'll be going out. Hopefully, we'll get some information soon. But anyone else have any other comments or questions?
Just dare I ask, when will we reconvene?
we do have other things to do than just the survey. There is the consideration of education, how we do a better job of promoting the website. I don't think we need to meet next week about that, but anyone, the middle of July?
Tuesday's I couldn't work? Meet till the week of the 20th. Just I couldn't meet the week of the 13th is my only restriction for what it's worth.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I assume everybody's going to be on vacation, right?
flying to Europe, who won't let us in.
Yeah.
I was gonna say you got tickets over there, because I heard we weren't allowed.
I did, but
we're not. Yeah. July 21st at 7:30.
August.
Well, let's do something because August is going to be pretty full. No, actually, you're right. August is now not going to be pretty full.
I could do July 21st,
Is there enough interest to have a meeting on July 21st? And the purpose of that meeting would be to start working on coming up with better ways to inform about deer management that residents can do.
I think July 21st is good. Yeah.
Okay, 7:30.
Yeah. Tom, there is actually a plan commission meeting scheduled that night. Oh. Whether or not they meet, I don't know.
Can we do the 22nd then?
Check.
Tom, I'm traveling on the 22nd, unfortunately, Tom.
All right.
Just given that we're going to start having our meetings in the community room again, I think, let me just go through the village calendar.
We will probably still have to Zoom, though, because I don't know how we could community distance for this many people on the board.
So the way I think we would set that up is just make sure, do what we can to keep people socially distant, but then if we're not 6 feet apart, we'd be wearing masks. But I think we are required to meet in person, because unless the governor issues another disaster proclamation.
But I thought it's only when, never mind. Okay, so how about the 20th then? It'd be a Monday. Joel, does that work for you?
Yes.
Okay, 20 at 7:30. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
I move.
Second?
I second.
Tom Cargi, yes. Dan Hollenbach?
Yes.
Hey, Tom. Kathleen Hughes?
Yes.
We already approved that. we can just do it. No one has any objection to our, we talked before about various social media to promote this. No one has any objection to what we talked about before, do they? Just using the village's websites and stuff like that?
Fine.
Okay.
I more mean like the text that we would put on
there. But Tom?
Yes.
Are you saying if we just post on the website, nobody on this committee is going to be forwarding or, advocating?
No, you can promote it on social media as much as you want. I would welcome everyone to do that.
Okay, but we should be neutral, right?
Yeah, your First Amendment rights to say whatever you want.
Yeah, all right.
I mean, you know, just note if you're going to say something that you wouldn't want to reflect on the committee, note that you're not speaking for the committee, but just for yourself.
Sarah suggested just forwarding whatever they write on the village website to your personal page. That way it would be neutral and just the facts.
Okay, I would just encourage everybody to, you know, just to be respectful of the intent of our committee to pass on the good word without any comments. Let the other people do it. But
okay,
whatever you want to do.
Dawn Ms. Gallum.
What am I responding to?
To adjourn. Motion to adjourn.
Okay, yes.
Ron Lamar?
Yes.
John Rager?
Yep. Yes.
Annette Madden?
Yes. Yes.
Annette?
Yes.
Sorry, guys. I have to do this. Ingrid Liu? Catherine Christmas?
Yes.
Joel Luking?
Yes.
Lori Gillard?
Yes.
John Flynn?
Yes.
Julie Armstrong?
Yes.
Marta Kosper?
Yes.
We are adjourned. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
Bye, guys. Bye.
Thank you.